So all the flags of the Commonwealth are up because of Commonwealth Day recently. Here we see the flag of Canada, adopted 1955. Capital is Ottawa, obviously official language is French and English. Look at Australia with the six stars, the Southern Cross, the Union flag of the ensign, and here with the red stars with the white edges is the flag of New Zealand, the capital of Wellington. And you see the South African flag adopted after 1994, three capitals, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, and Pretoria. Look at the flag of India with the 16-spoke chakra, peace between Muslims and Hindus, it means. Look at the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, their crescent moon and star. Okay, and then the white is for the secularism, the white bit. What else we got? We've got Sri Lanka, Muslims and Hindus are represented by the green and the orange respectively. Look at the seeing eyes of the lion on it. Okay, this is Ghana. So many African countries have got these colors of African nationalism. Capital Accra. They're not allowed to have a march, but there's nothing to stop having a cycle past the pro-Palestinian protesters. Look at this, the flag of Malaysia with the stripes of the states, similar model to that of the United States. Here's Cyprus, one of only two national flags in the world to have a map on it. Okay, and their laurel reeds of peace. Here is the flag of Gambia, along the river Gambia, and Banjul is the capital. There is Tanzania, capital is Dodoma, formerly Dar es Salaam. The flag of Jamaica, the only national flag without any red, white, or blue in it. Capital is Kingston, not Kingston upon Thames. Trinidad and Tobago, there's their flag, and Port of Spain is obviously their capital city. Here is the flag of Uganda, black for the people, yellow for the sunshine, red for fraternity, and the crane, that bird is emblematic of their country. There's Kenya, one of only two countries in the world with a shield and spears on it. I'm not sure the signification of the flag colours, but that is their capital, obviously Nairobi, and here we've got Malawi, Lilongwe is their capital city. And then we've got Malta, they've got the George Cross on it. The whole population was awarded the George Cross for the Second World War. Here we've got Zambia, see with their eagle. The capital is Lusaka, but they don't want to have these colours. And here we've got the Seychelles, the capital is Victoria. And look, here is Singapore with five stars. Capital is Singapore City, obviously. Right, and there is Guyana, the capital is Georgetown. And this is Botswana, the capital is Gaborone on the border of South Africa. And then we have Lesotho, their capital is Maseru. And here we have Barbados, with the capital city of Bridgetown. And the little one here is Mauritius, and I can't even remember their capital. Is it called Mahe? Beyond that is Eswatini formerly known as Swaziland. And their capital actually escapes me, sorry, something I don't know. Okay, and there is Nauru, those group of islands in the Pacific Ocean, beyond that one. We're coming on to more capital cities, more countries. Okay, there is Tonga. Mufualu is their capital city. Did I just make that up? The Federated States of Micronesia, and I forget their capital too. Okay, and here is Fiji. I forget their capital. And we've got Bangladesh with Dhaka as the capital city. And that is Bahamas with Nassau as their capital city. I forget the name of the island. It's on New Providence. And this one here is, I was about to say Suriname, but I can't remember. It's one of the Caribbean ones. Okay, this one is Papua New Guinea. Right, with Port Moresby as the capital. And this one is, I don't know, is it not Mauritius? This one I forget. Another one of the Caribbean islands, the Solomon Islands, is this one here. Solomon, yeah. And then beyond that is Dominica, with their capital Cayenne. There's St. Lucia, with their capital Castries. And this is Kiribati, which is also in the Pacific Ocean. I forget their capital city. Okay, then we come on to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The three green diamonds represent the three islands. St. Vincent is one of their two Grenadines. And I forget their capital city. Okay, so on to other ones. God, I don't even recognize that one. Okay, here's Belize, and Belmopan is their capital, not Belize City. They moved decades ago. Right, there is Antigua, St. John's, their capital city. And here is the Maldives. And what's their capital? It'll come to me. Okay. This one, I forget. Brunei, and Brunei Darussalam is their capital city. Okay, this one is Namibia. Windhoek is their capital. And here we come to Cameroon. Yaoundé is their capital. Mozambique as their capital city is Maputo. Former Portuguese colony, but joined the Commonwealth. Here, that is Rwanda, with Kigali as their capital, former German and Belgian colony. Then with Gabon, Libreville, meaning Freetown, as their capital city, an erstwhile French colony. And what's this next one here? This is another one of those West African ones. It's not, I don't know. And then finally Nigeria, with obviously Abuja as the capital city. So that's the Commonwealth.